North Dakota by Tiger Lily. Now, I haven't been to North Dakota, but our next story, we might find out a bit more about it. A posse from America's Wild West has been in Melbourne on a whistle-stop tour to tour Australians. There's more to the food scene in the real American region than big steaks. The region is where the Great Plains meet America's Rocky Mountains and takes in the state of North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana and Wyoming. Veronica Matheson learned more from Fred Walker, the global tourism marketing manager with the North Dakota Department of Commerce.
Now, North Dakota, I wouldn't have thought it would have a great food scene, but I'm told that the whole of the real America region, which is the Rocky Mountains region of America, does have quite a food scene, and that you're going to tell me all about it.
Well, we do have a great food scene. Our part of the world is home to cattle ranches and wonderful agriculture. So we have not only fantastic food, but we have locally grown food. We do a lot of farm to table, but we also have a lot of open areas. So we have great apples for ciders. We have cherries out in Flathead Valley in Montana. We have huckleberries in the mountains. We have Juneberries out on the prairies. So we're chokecherries out on the prairies. So we're having lots of food that are really locally for us that people don't really understand because they don't have it in lots of part of the world.
It sounds actually very delicious.
Much of what we have, we take for granted a bit. We don't expect maybe others to understand how valuable these foods are, not only to our pocketbooks, but to our cultures, whether it be the fry bread that really started with the Native American people, or the cultures that we continue to share from the Scandinavians that came to this part of the world. But really, if you start to look at fine dining, that is somewhere where we've come an awful long ways in the last 10 or 15 years from the farm to table. You know, the wonderfully done bison medallions, or the elk, or even the honey that goes into some of the rolls or things like that is locally produced.
Obviously, meat is a big factor, but I didn't realize that you had a variety of meats, not just cattle.
Absolutely. We have lamb that across much of the region. We have the beef. We have the elk. We have the venison that a lot of people love to go out and be sportsmen, but we're finding it now in restaurants. We also have fish. I mean, our part of the world is known for some very good fish that you can catch locally and you can still find it in restaurants.
Sounds very healthy. What sort of fish is it?
We have a lot of smaller panfish that work out very well. In North Dakota and South Dakota, we have what's called the walleye, which is part of the pike or the pickerel family. But in the mountains, we also have trout, whether it be rainbow trout or cutthroat, but we also have salmon in some of the major rivers like the Missouri. We have salmon in North Dakota, so it's a wide variety of depending upon what you like to eat. But also with travel becoming a lot easier nowadays, we're also getting wonderful restaurants that are bringing in wonderful seafood like tuna steaks or swordfish or those sorts of things too.
Tell me about the elk. I mean, what is the flavor of the meat of an elk? Is it very gamey?
No, it's really not. It's actually closer to a beef steak, but it's lower in cholesterol. It's a little healthier for some. It is a little wild, but not a great wild where it's overpowering.
So would it be a very special treat to have elk, or is it something that you would eat every day?
Depends upon what part of the region that you come from. For me, coming from a little bit more of the Great Plains, where the West begins, we don't have the numbers of elk like they do in the mountains. So we don't have the availability for becoming sportsmen and harvesting our own animals.
So the elk actually isn't considered like, a sort of almost a national symbol. Like if I imagine pictures of your region, I would see an elk in the mountains. That doesn't offend people to eat it?
Well, it, it is different because some of that is true. But what you're finding in restaurants is going to be going through the United States Department of Agriculture. So that's probably going to be more ranched elk, similar to the ranch that's right next to my house. I live less than a half a mile from an elk ranch in Bismarck, North Dakota. And that is used for local restaurants. They are following similar habitats that the wild elk will have, but they're raised for that, similar to the cattle.
And the berries, they sound fantastic too. What sort of berries are they? Are they sweet berries or sour berries?
The choke cherry, that is the North Dakota state fruit, is very tart. The native people used to mix it with corn. It would give them the color. It would give them some tartness to change their diet. Nowadays, most of the time, you see choke cherries being made into syrups or jams or jellies. The huckleberries or the June berries are members of the blueberry family. The Saskatchewan berries can be found across the border in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, Alberta, and Canada, but it's also very similar. It's all part of the blueberry family where you can swoop it up and hop it in your mouth right away. The berries are one of the things that, especially out in near Yellowstone and Glacier, that you're going to find your bears eating, you know, when they're coming out of hibernation. And usually the berries come out in late July, August, and that time. So they're really mowing down on the berries before winter is coming on.
So you've got to be quick if a local wants to actually pick the berries before the bears eat them.
I have been out in western Montana with my brother, and we have gone through patches that have been picked by the bears. We have found some that we picked before the bears. And we don't hang around. I mean, we're pretty wary of what's going around us.
So if anybody goes to the Real America, now the Real America, which encompasses what states?
North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana.
When they go there, they won't necessarily just have to front up to a barbecue. There'll be far more variety of food.
No, there's going to be lots of different food. The barbecues are great, but we have some other unique ways of being the West. We have the chuck wagon dinners that you might see on TV where you start the fire and you have the beans and the food like that. Dora, North Dakota, we have the pitchfork steak fondue. You know what a fondue
is? No, I know what a fondue is, but I don't know. How do you present it?
Well, this one, the fondue is the size of your table. It stands about 4.5 feet high, and it's about a meter and a half across as well. And you put the steak on the pitchfork, similar to the one that you'd use to shovel hay to your fork hay to your animals. But in this one, they're cleaned off. They put 8 steaks on there, drop it in the vat, and 3.5 minutes later, you have a wonderfully done ribeye steak.
Yep.
That goes along with the baked potato, the beans, the salad, the vegetables, and prior to the Medora musical. So.
Sounds actually very delicious. But what about drinking? I mean, do you have beer with those meals, or do you go for wines, or what's the situation?
Well, that's the new experience that you're finding in the region is wonderful craft beers. We also have new distilleries throughout the state. We are growing wines now. A lot of our wines were the fruit initially, would be the berries and that sort of thing. But through our agricultural schools, they've learned to find the vines that will last in our temperate weather. And we're starting to grow grapes now.
What sort of grapes? Are they white, red?
A little of both.
So there is that wine culture which is being introduced.
Well, there's lots of unique experiences with food throughout the region, whether it's going to visit a Native American group at one of their festivals or at one of their attractions. Sometimes they will do traditional food, which may be a buffalo stew, or along with a choke cherry, something to go on the bread that they're making. Or you can go to a festival that's showcasing the Scandinavian heritage in North Dakota or South Dakota, that you're going to have you're going to have lefse, which is one of their traditional foods, or you can go to a German festival, because a lot of people that came to our area were from Germany and have Kuchen or sausage and sauerkraut. So there's lots of different experiences just depending upon where you are in the region.
You're making me hungry.
Me too.
That was Fred Walker talking about the food scene in the real America, which is where the Great Plains meet America's Rocky Mountains range.